How are you doing, you wonderful patrons? Scott here, and this is going to be a pretty long, pretty laid-back, rambly audio update covering a lot of things. And it's because I wanted to talk about where your money goes. We have actually gotten a lot of new patrons over the past month. So first and foremost, thank you to everyone who supported us last month, whether you've been a patron who's been around for a while or someone who just joined. And of course, there's all the new people who joined this month as well. I think this is, if I can just share some behind the scenes info with you guys, last month was the first month that NerdSync pretty much broke even in terms of patrons gained and patrons lost. I talked to Hank Green once, name dropping, about Patreon. We went to PatreCon last year. We met up and chatted for a bit, and I talked to him about, like, you know, well, we're always losing subscribers. I'm just waiting for it to level out. And he told me that Patreon usually doesn't level out. All that it does is it keeps getting, you know, people will come in for an initial surge of support if you ask for it, and then more and more people will continue to drop off because of many different reasons. Usually the main reason people drop out of Patreon is just they can't afford it anymore, or they only planned on supporting for a certain amount of time. And if that's you, if you just joined and you're only going to be joining us for a month or 2 months, but you know in advance that you're not going to be doing it, you know, forever and ever, just know that I appreciate all the support, you know, regardless. And, you know, you might be supporting us for a month, but that's another month that we can make videos. And that's awesome that you want to be here and support us. And yeah. And something else I always try to say is, you know, to support NerdSync, if you have the desire to, of course, but also the ability to. Don't break the bank. Don't put yourself in a rough spot just to support us. That's a very nice gesture, but I want you to take care of yourself first. And then, you know, if you have a little bit of money, then you can, and you still have that desire to throw it at NerdSync, then throw it at NerdSync. And then step three on that tier, right? Take care of yourself. Then take care of NerdSync. Then take care of loved ones. That's the hierarchy. Internalize that. That is how the world works. So say I. But the main point I was trying to say is that Patreon, from what Hank was telling me with his experience running, I think, several Patreons? I don't know. But at least having a better grasp of it than I do, is that Patreon's always going to, it's not a fluctuating thing that will eventually level out. It's just going to continue to drop in support over time, just because that's the nature of how it works. So, that being said, like I said, you know, the last month was the first time we didn't, the net gain and loss of patrons was, I think, zero. We did lose a lot, as we do every month, right? We usually lose maybe a dozen or so patrons every month because, again, that's just how the nature that's the nature of it. But last month we also gained the exact amount of new patrons as the old ones that dropped out, which might not sound like a victory, but that's a victory. I will take that as a victory, as, you know, meaning that you guys who joined us maybe found our Patreon, found our channel recently, or even have just been watching for such a long time and you've been inspired by our latest videos to support us on Patreon. And that really means a lot to me. And so hopefully I would love to have a month. I hope this is the month. In fact, I would love to have a month where, without having a big Patreon push, that we can gain patrons as well. And that's the other thing too, is that I, you know, last month we only like posted three videos, I think, and not, you know, none of the three were about like, hey, please support NerdSync on Patreon. You know, I didn't make a dedicated video about like, you have, you know, we need support. You please support Patreon. It was just because you guys liked the videos and, you know, wanted to support it. And I think that's really great. So over the next few weeks, over this month, there will be polls posted on this page on Patreon that will be dedicated to asking you guys what you want out of the Patreon experience, because we did get a good number of you new people in, and it's been a while since I've done polls on that you can vote on and just get feedback about Patreon. And there's four or five of them. They're already made and scheduled, so they will go up. Expect them, I think, on Mondays. So I think one of them already went up. Maybe Mondays or Tuesdays. I can't remember. You know what? Don't even take my word about the day. I changed it around so much when I was scheduling it. Just know that there will be polls on Patreon. Come back occasionally, check on them, vote on them. There's no time limit to when the polls will run out of time, so you can always come back and vote, you know, on all of them at the end of the month if you wanted to. But that's just going to be something that I want to collect data on and see what you guys want as rewards here on Patreon and all that good stuff. But I want to talk about where your money's going. 6 minutes in to this audio update. I know this is going to be some of your guys, some of you, this is your first audio update that you've heard at NerdSync. Usually they're not this rambly. I don't know. I can't attest to that. Maybe they are. But I want to tell you guys where your money's going. It's something that I've never officially fully addressed, and I want to do that. So first and foremost, I want to talk about something that I ranted a little bit about on Patreon Lens. Really quick, like 10-second explanation of what Patreon Lens is to you new people or even old people who've never heard of it. Patreon Lens is Patreon's response to Instagram stories or Snapchat stories. It's basically you know, little disposable media that'll disappear after 24 hours, like 10 second clips or whatever. The benefit is that it's only accessible to people who support you on Patreon. And it's also only available on the Patreon mobile app. It's not available on desktop at all, which is why a lot of you guys probably don't watch them, or maybe don't even know that they exist. But anyway, I posted a series of clips there, maybe a week or so ago, talking about something that's very important to me and in regards to Patreon money, and that is supporting other creators. More so, it's about me supporting other creators. That's right. Let's make this about me for a second. Sit down. Shut up. I'm talking. I'm sorry. That's totally not me. But no, I wanted to talk about this briefly in case you guys missed it. But the idea is that Patreon has this system where if I, as NerdSync, support other creators here on Patreon, you guys may or may not, I don't know if it affects everybody, or if it's just random, but you guys might get an email from Patreon saying that, like, NerdSync supported these creators recently. Go check out their pages. And I get that the reason why Patreon wants to do that is to generate more views and clicks and maybe even more patrons, using the NerdSync audience to be like, well, if you're a fan of NerdSync, NerdSync's a fan of these people, maybe check them out. Maybe you have similar interests. Maybe go support these people. It's a way for Patreon to push people to support more creators and in turn, you know, make more money for themselves, because Patreon gets a cut. So it all makes sense from a capitalist standpoint. But I kind of hate that system, and I've been vocal about that in the past. I get that it probably generates, you know, a fraction of a percent of clicks for every email that's sent, and maybe a tiny decimal point of people are actually becoming patrons, and that maybe adds up over, you know, thousands and thousands and millions of emails or whatever. But the thing that I hate about it is that some people, and I'm not just projecting, because I have gotten I've gotten private messages about this on NerdSync. Some people see that email and they go, wait, NerdSync supported this creator for $5, but I'm supporting NerdSync for $5. Is NerdSync taking my money that I wanted them to use on their videos, and instead they're giving it to this other channel? And I understand that response. I really do. I see that you might be seeing NerdSync spending money on other people and interpreting that as you know, through the transitive property, you're spending money on people that you've never heard of through NerdSync. And if that's something you're concerned about, then I do have a solution that may work, which is that just imagine that $5 is not coming directly from Patreon, but instead coming from one of our other revenue sources, like Google AdSense, you know, the ads that play before YouTube videos, or just sponsorship money. You know, thank you, Squarespace, for sponsoring NerdSync videos. I'm using that money to pay patrons or pay creators on Patreon. Wow, I can't speak right now. There's really no way for me to tell which dollar I'm using to pay for something goes from which source of income. So, yeah, it's kind of silly. But if that is what you're worried about, that's about the best solution I have for you. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to stop supporting creative people that I love, that I want to see create more things. It feels very hypocritical of me to ask you guys for money, for people to support my creative endeavor and not support other people's creative endeavors. So, that's the long and short of it. I'm not going to stop supporting people, but also know that it's not a ton of money. Patreon is great because it's small tips. That's why we have tiers like $1 and $5 and $10. All of that adds up, of course, from all of you, you know, hundreds of patrons who have supported us, which is awesome. And it allows people like you and like me to give these little tips to creators, to give $1 here, $5 here, $10 there. And it means a lot because it adds up. And I think that's really great. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep supporting creative people because that's the economy that I want. I want an economy where creators get paid to be creative. So that's part one of this nearly 13-minute monologue now about where your money is going, which is to say that your money is not going to me supporting other creators. Squarespace's money is going to me supporting other creators. Thanks, Squarespace. So where is your money going then, specifically? A big part of it, admittedly, is going to helping with living expenses when YouTube AdSense gets low. Just to give you an example, this month that we're in now, June, because of the way that AdSense works, and I'm with an MCN, so it's a little bit more wonky, I get paid based off of what the previous, like, based off of how much money we made 2 months ago through AdSense, which is the ads that play on YouTube videos. So basically that means that I got paid in June for the money that we made in April. All right. And that wasn't a hot month for NerdSync. And so it was actually one of the lowest months we've seen in a really long time in terms of views and, you know, ad money. So this month was very rough when we got that paycheck in. It just barely, covered my rent. I'm not exaggerating at all when I say barely. If I got that paycheck and we didn't have your Patreon support, I wouldn't be able to live this month. I mean that very literally. The amount of money that we made on YouTube AdSense alone, and also keep in mind that we haven't made any money from Squarespace yet because the contract we have is probably something that I'm not allowed to talk about, but just know that that's a very complicated thing where I haven't gotten paid yet. I will eventually, but I haven't yet, even for all the Squarespace videos that we've done since April, May, and now there's going to be a couple more this month in June. So this is all I got was AdSense money. And the amount we made was $100 more than my rent. So without Patreon, I would have $100 for the rest of this month to eat food, to feed my cats, to pay for my utilities, which probably would have eaten up my entire $100 then. So your guys' support goes to supplementing those living expenses. A big portion of my rent, in fact, all of my rent, is still paid through AdSense. So don't feel like you're paying for, you know, me to have a place to live. I don't know. It's weird. I know some of you guys don't care. You just want to make sure that I have enough money to live and make videos. I know some people are very picky about the money only going to NerdSync projects, but sometimes we just don't make enough on YouTube alone, and I need your Patreon support to eat food. And this month is one of those months where without your support, I don't want to make it sound dramatic, but like, I genuinely don't know what I would have done had I not gotten Patreon, you know, had I not gotten support from you guys. Well, I don't know. What could I have done? Nothing. So thank you again for your support. Anyway, that's a portion of where your Patreon money's going. In terms of other very specific things, props and other filming expenses, we made that cork board. We made that, with all the string and the yarn and everything. That was a fun prop to make. I want to do more props. I actually had a two-part Incredibles video planned for this month that both featured very heavy uses of props. But I don't think I'm going to be able to buy nearly any of the props that I want to because of how low the AdSense was and how much I had to dip into the Patreon money just for living expenses for this month. It's still going to be a really tight month. So unfortunately, those Incredibles videos aren't going to be as cinematic as the Superman LL video because I don't have money for the props that I want. Got to make a lot of concessions there, but I want to invest in more props and more cinematography kind of things, you know, fog machines for atmosphere and occasional videos and other lighting and whatnot. Things that feel like investments, you know, lighting is always an investment because I'm going to use it. I'm going to use light stuff forever in all sorts of different videos and uses. Props sometimes can be one-time only things. That corkboard, I guess I could use that practically, but the yarn, I don't know, I'm not just gonna sit there. But the yarn was only like $2, so it's whatever. But yeah, I want to make more prop heavy videos. Another big expense that some of you guys may have noticed is that I travel a lot. For many different reasons. I've traveled back home a lot over the past year for family issues involving sick family members, and unfortunately funerals for said sick family members, and also just my, you know, holidays, Christmas and whatnot, and my family pretty much demands that I come home every like 6 months anyway. So, which I think is reasonable. So there's all those, and I try to not use Patreon money for that unless I desperately need to, like a funeral where I just didn't have any money when I had to dip into Patreon cause I had to be there. But I also travel a lot to places like California where we directly, you know, use that use it as a business trip, interviewing people for future videos, which I'm very excited about. I've talked about it before. Stuff that's coming up with interviews, and also just collabing with other YouTubers, either on camera or off, like just talking, you know, going to networking events where we meet new people, open up new doors and opportunities, learn a lot about the platform and about being creative and other techniques. And we have VidCon coming up in just a couple weeks, which I'm very excited about. I love going to VidCon. I hope to meet some of you guys at VidCon. And those, because they are very specifically for networking and marketing and business and collaborations, that is stuff where I will dip into Patreon money to travel. And usually it's not that expensive. In fact, a lot of the cons that I go to, a lot of the different conferences are free. So that's not being dipped into at all. A lot of the accommodations are free. Either hotels are free because, you know, we just get a sweet deal on something, or alternatively, you know, a lot of the times when I go to California, I will just stay with a friend for free. You know, it's really just the plane ticket, and even that is relatively cheap because I fly to LAX from DFW to huge airports, and huge airports are always the cheapest ones. If I'm lucky, sometimes I can get a plane ticket for under $100, which is a pretty sweet deal. So I don't want you to think that like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars is being spent on travel every month. I have been traveling a lot to LA, admittedly. I really want to take a break. And I'm thinking about it now, and I think I might only have a 1 month break. I went there last month. I'm going there again this month for VidCon, and I'm going, again, or not, I'm not going to LA, but I'm going home in August for my birthday. So I might have July off. I might not travel in July. How fun, how exciting to just stay home for a month. That would be nice. But yeah, so I think that's travel expenses. The last big thing where your money is going is paying people. I've tried recording this so many times that this might be repeating it, but we had guest videos. I like to pay people for guest videos. Because again, I think creative people should be paid for being creative. And that is me commissioning a video for the channel. So there you go. That's my rationale for paying people, because I think they should be paid. But the biggest thing right now, and you'll notice it's our next goal, is to pay Max. Max, if you didn't know, has been helping write NerdSync videos since the end of last year. He's helped with not all of them, and that's just because I want to pay him, and I can't afford to pay him to write all of them. His job, basically, is to go in and make a rough draft for me. I will go in, you know, usually the process is I will come up with the idea, I will do all the research, and do an outline. But I've noticed that the thing that slows me down the most is the blank page of having to start writing something. And so I will usually have a phone call or something where I'll be like, all right, here's my idea. I think it should go in this order. Here's my points and my outline. This is all the thoughts in my head. Can you please take all of these thoughts in my head and put them on a page for me, please? And then he writes a first draft, and then I'll go back in, and usually I will like kind of ruthlessly tweak it. And I feel bad about it because it makes it, I feel like I'm saying like, hey, this is great, but change everything. He provides a very helpful service to me in that, you know, he puts words on a page, and they're not always the words that I go with. In fact, they're almost never the words that I go with, but he adds a lot of great points and ideas and structure, and also just helps getting a second pair of eyes on a script to make sure that I'm not crazy and to make sure that what I'm saying is convincing and interesting even. So I think, you know, having him around has been awesome, and I want to make sure that he's paid currently. Fun fact, I haven't paid him in ages. He started working on NerdSync videos, I think in November of last year. And I have paid him for November and December of 2017. He has since been working on videos, since January. After that, I paid him. Well, you know, obviously he started in November, but I still haven't paid him for January, February, March, or April. I don't think he wrote anything in May because I basically told him, stop writing things because I haven't paid you. So I'm 5 months behind on payment for Max. That's our next goal here on Patreon, is that I can finally pay Max. I'm sad that I can't pay him this month. I was planning on paying him a lot this month. But again, it was a really slow month. It was a really bad month in terms of AdSense, which is frustrating to me. Ugh. But that's the next goal. Pay Max some money. And that's the last bit where I think your money here is going. It has been nearly 30 minutes of this little, what has turned into a podcast now, which basically, that reminds me, you can get these audio updates in a podcast format now. If you go to our Patreon homepage in the kind of upper right-hand corner, there's an RSS link, and you can plug that into your favorite podcast app like iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Google, I'm sure, makes a thing. I don't know any sort of podcasting thing outside of iTunes, but you get it. And then you can get these in a more digestible format. So you don't have to come to patreon.com to listen to them. And that would be helpful for one of these really long ones. I'm not editing this one at all. I may have said that at the beginning. And that's the truth. All I'm going to do is like EQ and compress it, but I'm not going to do any work to make it more digestible for you. So sorry. Just because I think it's nice to, number one, keep all of my uhs and ums in. If anyone wants to give me a count on that, I would imagine I'm in the hundreds currently. I even said one in that last sentence. But I think it's important every once in a while just to give you guys a glimpse of where your money and where your support is going directly. And if there's anything that you have any concerns or questions about or feedback, critiques, if you're like, man, Scott, I love you, but I really wish my money was directly going into videos and not going into travel or, not going into, paying for you to eat food, then that's a totally legitimate concern, and we should have that discussion, and we should talk about it in the comments or on Discord or in a private message if you want to have it privately, which I would imagine most of you who do have concerns about that would want to do. But if you're here simply because you just want to see me as a person live and continue to make videos, then thank you. And welcome. And maybe you've been here for a while, but welcome again. Just because I like you and I think you're great. And I want you to be happy in all of your endeavors. And I hope that supporting NerdSync is something that doesn't feel like a chore, that doesn't feel like you are doing out of, I don't know, guilt or an obligation or whatever, but I hope it's something that you just want to do because it's, you feel that strongly about it, that you like what we do and you like me, maybe. You don't have to like me. You could hate me, but if you like the videos that I make, then I appreciate it. So anyway, I got gushy there at the last bit. And I'm going to go now. And maybe I'll end it at exactly 30 minutes, but maybe I won't. Just to leave it hanging. Thank you guys so much for listening, if you made it all the way through here. In fact, if you did make it all the way through, leave a comment or a Discord message or something that uses the phrase, Rut-row, like Scooby-Doo. That's fun. I don't know. That might be a fun time. All right. Bye, everyone.